خلاص.
Your permission. Nisus parasha. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu the reason why he's doing all the makot. In order you should tell the ears of your son and your grandson, to make a joke out of the Egyptians. The miracles that are put inside them. It's a special mitzvah, especially the night of Pesach, to talk about coming out of Egypt. Actually, it's a mitzvah every day. In the morning, and in the evening, at the end of Shema Yisrael, it says, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzidi Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt. It's a special mitzvah. Remember Yitzchat Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember, not only to remember that we came out, he wants us to remember what he made, a joke out of Egypt. What's so important about it, that Hashem wants me to remember that he made a joke out of the Egyptians. What's so important about it? What's important that Hashem wants me to speak about it every day? So, I understand that Hashem is the greatest. Hashem wants me every day? For what? What's the purpose of it? Hashem is so great and so big, he doesn't need these things. Maybe we should do it for him. So it's for us. I remember every day that I got out of Egypt. Why? What is he going to give to me? Here comes Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him it's the first mitzvah that we got as a nation is Rosh Chodesh, and it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the head of the Chodesh Zelchem Rosh Chodeshim. Even though the Mishnah said Arba Rosh Hashanim, there are four Rosh Hashanah on the Jewish calendar, but really the big Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Mishnah says, tell me, what is it about? Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah. What is it? What is Rosh Hashanah for? The Gemara says, Machim L'Regalim, Machim Tazmin Etim, L'Regalim. When somebody took upon himself to bring a sacrifice. So Rosh Hashanah, it means obligation starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What's important about it? There's nothing important about it. Hashem said, this week's parasha, you should know this is the concept of Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah for what? Somebody donated a sacrifice and his time says me to bring it to Beit HaMikdash. And if he doesn't bring it for a certain time, he has a sin. So the Gemara says, well, you start counting from Nisan. It means, let's say somebody made a donation, an obligation, a neder this time. So Nisan is one. Then you have another Shavuot, and then you have Sukkot. If you didn't bring the sacrifice by the next Nisan, you made a sin. If somebody did it after Nisan, it starts from Nisan again. So what's the significance? What Hashem said is the first mitzvah? The first mitzvah that you have to know is Rosh Chodesh. What Rosh Chodesh? Nisan. That is Rosh Hashanah. What's the significance? Who cares if it's Rosh Hashanah or not Rosh Hashanah? So Hashem told Moshe, okay, let me tell you what to do. I said, today is Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Lach Moshe Rosh Chodeshim. Tell him like this. On the 10th of Nisan, they should go and purchase a goat or a sheep for Korban Pesach. And this is going to be slaughtered on the 14th in the afternoon. In the 14th day before, the actual slaughtering, Hashem commanded Moshe to tell him Israel, on Rosh Chodesh, tell them today. And on the 10th, tell them today. What's the rush? Okay. Now on the 10th, the explanation means that you have to check the sheep or the goat has no blemish. But this only applies in Egypt. The halacha is what's called Pesach Dorot. In Chag HaPesach, this year, Bezat Hashem, Mashiach comes, amen.
Amen.
We have to bring the Beit HaMikdash sheep or a goat. You don't have to check it before. The day you bring it, the Kohanim checks it. There's no blemish. In Pesach, in Egypt, Hashem told Moshe to tell us 4 days before to take the sheep or the goat and tie it to the bed. And it's not just to check if there's no blemish, because you see for generations to come, no. So what's the purpose? Why have to take the sheep on the 10th, tie it to my bed, sleep next to my bed for 4 days, and on the 14th in the afternoon, I'll slaughter it. Why? Why you have to do it on the 10th? Why you tell to me on Rosh Chodesh to do it? Okay, that's what Hashem said. Okay. And here comes the instructions. Firstly, you have to know that you cannot cook it, you have to roast it. Why can I cook it? Hashem said no. Sliyash. Says you have to roast it. Okay. Then Hashem said the special way how to eat it. So you have to put, Torah says, Modechem Chagurim, you have to put your belt on. This is a sign that you're ready to go. Put your shoes on. Have your stick in your hand. And that's how you eat it. It's unheard. I have to have my stick in my hand and I have to eat the piece of meat of the sacrifice of Pesach. Sounds like that, you know, somebody has no time. And here's like we say in America, I have to grab lunch. I have to grab it. In America, everything is grabbing. Grab lunch. Grab lunch. It's no time. Okay, fine. So, b'chatem oto b'chipazon Pesach ul Hashem. Torah says you got to swallow the sandwich. Oh, it's not a sandwich, just a piece of matzah, a piece of marrow, and a piece of meat. You have to swallow it quickly. Pesach ul Hashem. Pesach ul Hashem, it means the sacrifice is called Pesach. So, what does this do with anything? Why I have to put my shoes on and my belt on and to have my stick in my hand while I am gobbling the food? Why are you swallowing it? He said, please, fast. Well, fast for what? Actually, the Torah will say in a second, the Torah says, just the mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach right when the stars come out. Slaughter it 14 in the afternoon, eating it the 15th. Just for our information, this year Pesach is Shabbat. It means Friday afternoon we're going to slaughter it, and Friday night we eat to eat it. In Egypt was the same thing. In Egypt was Thursday night. We left Egypt was Thursday night. Thursday morning we ate it Wednesday night. Shabbat, we took the sheep and the goat. Okay, so Hashem said in the Torah, Moshe told them, Atem lo tetzu, yishvetach b'toad boker. Until the morning, no one is allowed to leave the house. The Torah will tell us that on midnight, when the firstborn died, Paro came outside and screamed where Moshe was on. He said, get out. Moshe said, we're not allowed to leave it in the middle of the night. We're only going to leave after sunrise. Hashem said it in the Torah, it says in the sentence. You may not leave until the morning. Ad boker, until after sunrise. Okay? So why do I have to have a stick in my hand, and shoes on, and my belt on, and I have to eat quickly? What's the purpose? I have the whole night to eat it. Maybe all night also, maybe some people say until midnight. Okay, machloket and Gemara. I don't know, Pesach Mitzrayim in Egypt was the same thing. I don't know. Torah doesn't say. Torah says that the mitzvah is to eat it at night. Okay? How much you have to eat? Kazayit, 27 grams of it. Okay? So, swallow it quickly. What's the rush? I have nothing else to do the whole night. I can go outside the house. That's the mitzvah. And if it's something very important, should be in our time too. In our time also, comes Pesach, you should do the same thing. You should have, you know, You have a stick in your hand? I don't know why you need a stick in there. I don't know. I know why I need a stick. I don't know why I need a stick in there. Who said you need a stick? My Torah said I have to have a stick. But let's assume we'll get it, maybe. Why do you have a stick in the hand? But in our time, it should be the same halacha. I said, you don't have time to eat the Korban Pesach. The time, after Tzetzer Kohanim, after three stars come out, everybody should take the piece of meat and swallow it right away. There's no such thing, no halacha. It's only in Egypt. Only in Egypt. What happened? Why in Egypt is different? Why is it necessary to do this? Then, so the Mishnah says, both in the Haggadah, Rav Gamliel I Omer, Rav Gamliel said that you have to say certain things before you eat on Pesach, on the night of Seder. I said, what do you have to say? I said, Matzah zu shanu ochlim ma'ashuma. The custom says, Shulchan Aruch, you have to hold the matzah in your right hand and to say, I'm going to eat this matzah tonight. Okay. Why am I eating it tonight? Why? I said, I'll tell you why. Because, says, Vefuta Batzek, Am Israel made the dough in Egypt. Shotzim Mitzrayim, Ugot Matzot Kilo Chametz. And says, Am Israel took the left of the dough. It means like this. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody should have a piece of matzah and maror together with the sacrifice of Pesach. So we made the dough. We made the dough, was Wednesday afternoon. So we baked some matzot. We made extra. Why we made extra? I don't know. We made some extra. And dough was left over. And the leftover dough that we made Wednesday afternoon, we took it out on Thursday morning. It was the whole night, the dough was in a bowl. It's called Misharotam. Misharotam. So obviously not tam, it means the bowl. They took the bowl with the dough inside. But they loved it. Okay, so. So they took it out. But after this, they took the bowl and they put it on the head. And the sun baked it. And it became matzah. It means like this. Chametz means that you mix flour and water. And if the water is staying, if the dough that you made stays 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. That's if you ever went to a massacre, you see how the rush. Rush, rush, rush. You see, what is the rush? I said, we don't want the dough to be over 18 minutes because then it becomes bread. Okay? So that dough that they took out on Thursday morning, that was made on the Wednesday afternoon, that dough never became chametz. It was a miracle from Hashem. The sun baked it and became matzah on the head. And then they ate it for 1 month. Until it was beyond the head, then they started to get the man. So now, let us sit there. Okay, so I'm having matzah. Tonight is what? Tonight is the night before we left. So why are you having matzah now? Because when we left Egypt, when? In the morning. Okay? In the morning we left Egypt, and we took the leftover dough that we made it Wednesday afternoon. Now it's already Thursday morning. And imagine a miracle. The dough did not become chametz. It's a miracle. I said, really, if you compare this miracle to all the other miracles that we had, this is not really a miracle. It's nothing. Hashem can do anything he wants. Now that miracle, that thing, that dough that became matzah was enough for 1 month. It's the biggest miracle. Much bigger miracle. There's no celebration for this. Should be a holiday for this. Can you imagine somebody goes and buys a loaf of bread that usually eats every day a loaf of bread, and that loaf of bread will be sufficient now for 1 month. The biggest miracle. Biggest miracle. No, nothing. Nobody even talks about it. Nothing. What's the miracle? The dough did not become chametz. Oh, big deal. That's a miracle. Hashem can do anything. So it didn't become chametz. So for this, Hashem wants me to have matzah every year to remember the dough did not become chametz. Possible. I just don't believe that that is what Hashem wants for me to remember on the night of Pesach. Rav Gamliel said, if you don't say that, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Rav Chaim said, you ate the matzah for nothing. Nothing. If you don't have that sentence said on Leila Seder, men and ladies, it means the whole preparation of Leila Seder was for nothing. Balash. Nothing. What I have to say, the matzah that I'm going to eat tonight is to remember the miracle that happened in the morning. Let's assume that's what it is. So it's nothing to do with the night, right? It's to do in the morning. So Hashem wants me to eat at night something that happened the following day. It means I should have it the following day. Additionally, Gemara says, the only mitzvah to have matzah is that 27 gram of matzah at night. During the Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. Rabbi Gulina said, if you eat, then every piece that you eat, every 27 gram is a mitzvah. Okay? But it's no obligation. Let's say you don't. Listen, you don't want to have any wheat on Pesach, any matzah. You don't have to. But the first night you must. And must why? Because something happened in the following in the morning. So Hashem should have given us the mitzvah in the morning, not at night. Why do I eat at night? Nothing happened at night. No, nothing happened at night. In the morning is going to happen. Okay, so Hashem should tell us, listen, Pesach in the morning, you should have matzah. Not at night. What night has to do with this? Nothing happened on the night. Chachamim tell us the following. That it's in the Zohar. It's just really in the Torah, but the Torah doesn't say it clearly. But it says in this week's parasha, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, this was Thursday morning, when we left Egypt, Yatzu Kol Tzivot Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim. The armies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Egypt. Who are the armies of Hashem? Why all of a sudden Hashem says such a thing? So the Zohar says what it means is angels. Actually, the Zohar says, it's just the Gemara says also in one place that when Am Yisrael went down to Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down with Yaakov, and then the attack of Israel, and he came back to Egypt. Already, angels came down to Egypt. And when the slavery started, the neshamot of the tribes came down to Egypt, as well when Nishmat Yaakov Avinu, as well HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But right now in Egypt, Hashem is there. And the Torah says in the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, in that day, the armies of Hashem came, says the Zohar, the armies of Hashem means the angels. And of course, we'll see in next week's parasha. In the parasha, it says that Hashem led us coming out of Egypt with the cloud, seven clouds. What it means is not that Hashem led us, Hashem came. It means Hashem really was in Egypt, and Hashem is leaving Egypt. Actually, that's the secret of Az Yashir. It says in the Zohar, Az Yashir is so powerful. Rebbe says that Yashir b'chavana is going to have a zchut to say Az Yashir when Mashiach will come. So you read Az Yashir, so listen, Az Yashir is a past tense, a few thousand years, and it's a lot of miracles happened. Baruch Hashem drowned all the Egyptians. Okay, fine, okay. So I have to say every morning Az Yashir. I don't understand. So why do I say Az Yashir in the morning? Fine. To remember that I came out of Egypt, it was Hashem did, and that's going to give me the privilege to say Az Yashir. I have to say Az Yashir, Mashiach will come. What is Az Yashir? Nothing. Okay, should they drown? Okay, they drown. So, millions, Tolkien said, millions of Jews died, millions of Egyptians died, drowned in the water. Okay, fine. So, the Navi tells the Gemara tells the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, only 185,000 officers came with millions of soldiers, and Sanhedrin brought them around Yerushalayim. Also, it was the night of Pesach also. So with all the respect, if somebody will ask a person, listen, the Egyptians ran after Am Yisrael and drowned in the water. Okay, it was a miracle. Moshe split the water. Okay, fine. Here Chizkiyahu made us go to sleep. He goes to sleep. And he gets up in the morning, he opens up the window of his palace, he sees millions of people dead on the floor. Besides Sancheriv and his two children, everybody's dead. Dead. There's no celebration, nothing. No, nothing. There's no answer for this. It's true the Gemara has some complaint about Chizkiyahu, he should have sang something. Okay, but, so every day I say Azeshir, Azeshir. I say, you must say Azeshir b'chavana. You don't run the Azeshir. The Mishnah Berurah brings, he says, listen, Azeshir b'chavana, you sing it when Mashiach will come. He says, what's the significance? What is that? What is saying this year? They drown the water. So what? They drown the water. So Hashem can do anything. That the punchline, really the punchline, Chaz Yashir, is the sentence that we say, Alta Boschan Levi Kodshecha, Hashem led us to Eretz Israel. So what? What's that? Machon l'shivtecha pa'alta Hashem. Machon. It's name of the sky, maybe. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you prepared yourself a place. Mikdash Hashem kodenu yadecha Hashem, with your two hands, you made it a Mikdash. It means that Hashem wants us to know how much He wants to go to Eretz Israel. Of course, Hashem took us out of Egypt. But that's not what Hashem had in mind. Yikar Shana V'Tachtonim, the Gemara says Hashem, when He created this world, He decided He wants to be in Yerushalayim. He wants to be there. Not because we should make Him Bet HaMikdash over there. He had this in mind. That actually, Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, when Hashem promised Him Eretz Israel, Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, listen, with all the respect, even Eretz Israel is nice. But if you don't give me that spot, 500 amal, 500 amal, this is the size of the mountain, 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet, I don't want Eretz Yisrael. This is why, because you want to the Mikdash. No, because I want from Hashem, not for me, I don't want the Mikdash. So the whole idea is coming out of Egypt is not we came out of Egypt. Hashem came out of Egypt. This is what I emphasize. יצאו כל צבאות השם מארץ מצרים. בעצם אומר זה, to emphasize. The angels came out. Finally, the angels are out. So the tragedy, we were in Egypt, of course, we suffered. But it's worse than we suffered. אם אנחנו נחיה בצרה, השם suffered. השם is there. השם wants to live. Where does Hashem want to go? Where does he want to go? The Torah tells us 2 weeks ago that Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the reason you take them out of Egypt? Hashem said, you know, when you come out of Egypt, you can worship me on Har Sinai. Moshe met a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. Hashem told him, listen, you come out of Egypt, then you'll be here. Of course, it means simple explanation. Hashem is going to give us over the Torah, me, do Mishkan. No. Something else. The Gemara says the following. When Hashem created this world, the Shekhinah was here, on the floor here. After Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, the Shekhinah went up one floor. After Cain killed Hebel, the Shekhinah went up another floor. Dor Enosh did Avodah Zarah, another floor. Dor HaMabul, another floor. Dor HaVlaga, another floor. And then the Egyptians, they threw HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way up. Came Abraham Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu down one floor. Yitzchak Avinu, one floor. Yaakov, one floor. Levi, one floor. Kehat, one floor. Amram, one floor. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to bring Hashem to Har Sinai. Ve'ered Hashem al Har Sinai. This Hashem is finally going to come down. Of course, the Midrash says, the Gemara says that Har Moriah, the place of Beit HaMikdash, was under Har Sinai. So this is the goal. The creation that Hashem gave this world, He wanted to be in Yerushalayim. And now Hashem is going to be on Har Sinai. That's Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. When you come out of Egypt, you know what it is? You go to Har Sinai. Here. You're going to be here. Why here? Because I'm going to be here. The destination of the Exodus was to Har Sinai. It says, what to Sinai? Not because we're going to get a Torah over there. So we're going to get a Torah over there because Hashem is going to come down. Not because we're going to get the Torah, Hashem came down. Because Hashem wants to be down there. Hashem wants to be on the Sinai. Because Har Moriah, the Yerushalayim, was under the Sinai, the Gemara says. So this is the goal. So it's not, we came out of Egypt. No. It says, Hashem finally came out of Egypt. So we trailed with Hashem. So Hashem wants us to understand it. Hashem said, I want to explain to you how you will understand it. Let me tell you now what I did for you, that you remember that this is the goal. It's not, I'm going to Israel. No, I'm not going to Israel. I'm going to Israel because Hashem wants to be there. And you should know the secret about it. It says, there's a book, it's called Shilte Giborim. No, it's 500 years ago. That's it. On the reef, in the Gemara, Masechet Shavuot, writes like this. Don't you think for a second that you go to Eretz Israel for a visit, you do a mitzvah. You do a sin. Hashem says to you, Mi bikesh mikem remos chatzerai. Bikesh mikem remos chatzerai. Why do you come to Israel? I don't want to see you over there. I don't want to see you. It's not a tourist attraction. What do you mean? You meant to see what our nice Israel is? Hashem said, don't come here, I don't want to see you. It says, likewise, if you live in Israel, it says, and you go outside, it's not a sin, because you know, you have to go out of Israel for certain things, business, right? Likewise, going to Israel is not a mitzvah. It's a sin, he said. Hashem is awesome. Israel is not a tourist attraction. Israel is the place for Hashem. So you go over there, you want to see Hashem. Okay. But if you just go, you know, you go to Chulon, Tel Aviv, you know, Haifa, Chas Shalom, Elat. So you do a scene. You don't do a mitzvah. You're landing, you make a scene. Who says it? Shulte Givorim. Where? Masechet Shavuot. It means Hashem, this is the city of Hashem. They were saying Tfilah. Tishkom etech Yerushalayim Mirach. Tivnei Yerushalayim Mirach. Yerushalayim Mirach. Yucham Barachem Tashuv. He says, this is the city of Hashem. And I said, Hashem designated this. When he created the world, he had this in mind. That's the whole idea of Eretz Israel. It's not our land. But the Arabs, they pray to Mecca. They should go to Mecca. They have nothing to do with Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Hashem. Hashem wants to go to Yerushalayim. Actually, Madame Nuzir said, you know, and that night that we had the Korban Pesach, and I, Hashem flew us to Yerushalayim to show us, he said, that's what I want to be, not that I want you to be. It's Hashem's city, it's Hashem's place. He decided he wants to be there, that's why he created this world. As he told the angels, my place is Yerushalayim. I want to be in Yerushalayim. It's called Tavu Haaretz, the center of the world. So he comes to Hashem and says, listen, I want to explain to you something. Now you're coming out of Egypt, let me tell you something that you should know why you come out of Egypt. It's true, you scream, but that's not why I took you out. I took you out because I want to go out. But I want to make sure that you want me to go out. I'm not going to go to Israel by myself. See, I came for you because you're in exile. So I want to make sure you want to come also. Okay, so therefore it started the whole thing. They turned my court, it's Hashem punished the Egyptians. We saw the miracles. Hashem. Everybody is ready to leave. Why are you ready to leave? Okay, but you don't know why you're ready to leave. You think you want to leave because you screamed to Hashem, and Hashem is taking you to Israel. Now let me explain to you something. So I tell you, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem came. So Moshe, listen, Moshe, I want to tell you something. This is the Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we see in the second word, Rosh Hashanah. Oh, go tell him like this. On the 10th, they should take a goat or a sheep and tie it to the bed. And it says, for what? It says, for, it's for Shabbat. It says, for Wednesday afternoon. It says, what? So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world has 400 של הלכה. Hashem loves הלכות. It's actually, the Zohar says, and Mashiach will come, and think Mashiach comes, the same thing says the Zohar. What's going on in Shamayim, it's called Mitiv Ta'ila, Mitiv Ta'ila, it says the two yeshivot. In one yeshiva, is the Rosh Yeshiva, is the interior minister. His name is Matat. Sar Apni. Over there, they learn deep. And then, after you learn over there, then you go to the second yeshiva, over there Hashem teaches. The Zohar says Hashem teaches halachot over there. Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. Deep. Because the Gemara says Hashem has nothing else in his life, in his world, besides 8 square feet of halacha. Yeshiva, Bet Midrash. That's it. That's Hashem. Says the Rambam, I'll tell you something. Hashem gave us 613 mitzvot. That I wish, says the Rambam, that we should do one mitzvah l'shem shamayim. So mitzvah l'shem shamayim, it means mitzvah for the sake of Hashem. What do you mean? Because Hashem dwells in this place, in a place that has mitzvot, that has halachot. Hashem gave us tayag mitzvot, it means tayag halachot, 613 halachot. It says Hashem dwells in the place, the land of halachot, the land of the mitzvot. I want to tell you something. I says in Egypt, Am Yisrael had no mitzvot, zero. At home, where I am. Hashem said, I said, take you out. You have no mitzvot. So, I have no mitzvot, so what? Somebody is drowned in the water and he's going to die. He said, listen, you have a mitzvah? What is a mitzvah? You have to save him, he's dying. Yes, Am Yisrael was dying in Egypt. I said, you don't understand. When you leave Egypt, you have to go to a place there is a mitzvot. I said, let me tell you something. I'm going to give the first mitzvah is about slaughtering, about Korban Pesach. Let me tell you something. On the 10th already, you go purchase a sheep or goat, that you should be busy with the mitzvah. It means that this, says the Gemara, when you have a mitzvah, you may not delay the mitzvah. You can't delay the mitzvah. The Gemara says, how do you know you can't delay a mitzvah? The Gemara tell you what it is. Soon I'll tell you. Hashem said, you know, he took the goat, you know, I tell you what. And on the 14th afternoon, you slaughter it. What I want you to do is I want you to roast it, not to cook it. I says, why, what's the problem? I says, roasted is faster. Okay? Then I tell you what. At the night, you're going to eat it, and you'll have your belt on, and your shoes on, and a stick in your hand. It sounds like you're in a rush. In a rush. And you take the piece of meat, and you swallow it. He says, we have to swallow it. Hashem says, we have to eat it to be fast. He says, Pesach, that's Pesach. Why have Pesach not? What's Pesach? Why has to do with me? I have to swallow it fast. It means, says the Gemara, Hashem wants quickly to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem wants us to understand how crucial it is for him to go. So Hashem is going to paint it this way. Listen, it's only that time. In our time, we don't have to do it because we're not in exile. We are in exile, but not the same exile that we were in Egypt. Within the 49 gates of Tuma, of Avodah Zarah, and we suffered so much. It never happened like this. Hashem said, listen, I was there with you and suffered so much with them, with you. Now I want you to understand how fast I want to live. But you have to live also. But you should act. That's emergency running, anti-Semitism. Egypt, you have to run away, but not for your sake, for the sake of Hashem, because he wants to go. So therefore Hashem said, listen, you have the stick in your hand, and your shoes on, and your belt on, and you swallow the sandwich quickly. I said, what's the rush? I have the whole night. I'm going to go out in the morning. No. You have to show Hashem that how much you want him to live, because that's why he gave you a mitzvah. And then Hashem continues, let me tell you something. You have a special mitzvah, a matzah. He said, what's the matzah? I tell you what the matzah is. The matzah, we made the dough Wednesday afternoon. And Thursday morning when we left, we took the dough. And the dough did not become chametz. You know what it means? You know what it means? It means it was a rush. And we say in the text, it says, you were rushing. He wasn't rushing. What you were rushing? It's a lie. It says in the text. We couldn't bake the dough. Because we were rushing. Excuse me, sir. Wednesday afternoon, you did the dough, and you left Thursday morning. He said you had the whole night. What do you mean you couldn't wait? We can't tell us, we didn't prepare any sandwiches. What do you mean to prepare sandwiches? You have the whole night. You don't understand. The whole night we were rushing. So we were rushing. See, we had the stick in our hand. We had the shoes in the belt. And the whole night we sat like this to show how much we want Hashem to live in Egypt. That's Hashem made a miracle. Hashem made a miracle. The dough did not become chametz. What do you mean dobek chametz? It means chametz means that you make a dough and you take it easy. You take it easy, it becomes chametz, becomes bread. But if it doesn't become chametz, what does it mean? It's rush. It's like in a bakery, in a box of bakery. Do fast. So why? What's the fast? Why are you rushing? Rushing for Hashem, not for me. That's why Hashem gave us the mitzvah. Every day, remember coming out of Egypt. I said, so it was a miracle. I had other miracles. What miracle? Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the miracle also, millions of soldiers died. You understand? The miracle was over here that Hashem finally left Egypt. That's the biggest miracle. And we showed Hashem how much we wanted him to really to live. But we didn't get it. We never got it. Because actually, after we crossed Yom Tov, we started to collect all the Jews. And Moshe to rush us. Says, let's go. We are some Moshe Tavin Yom Tov. We didn't get it. But Hashem wants us to get it. And every year Hashem wants us to get it. You see, the night of Pesach, I said, what is this? Matzah. It says, Matzah is a symbol that אחתם אותו בחיפזון של השם. The Zohar says, you have to have in mind the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to go to Yerushalayim. He wants to be Beit HaMikdash. It's not, we want Beit HaMikdash and we're going to sacrifice to Hashem. Let's Chachamim say, one of the reasons we have Matzah is because Hashem took us out of Egypt. So why did you get to Egypt? You know why you got to Egypt? The Gemara in Yedam said, few reasons. One of the reasons the Gemara says that the night of Pesach, they told Abraham Avinu that his nephew, his brother-in-law, was kidnapped, and he went to Yeshiva, and he tried to take the boys out of the Yeshiva, and he didn't want to go. And he drafted Eliezer, said, Eliezer, you're my slave, you have to listen to me. You go now out of Yeshiva. Gemara says, what? You took Rosh Yeshiva to save your brother-in-law? For this, you're going to get out to Egypt. And Gemara says, so therefore, Hashem told Abraham Avinu, you should know your children will end up strangers in exile in a different country. What this has to do, you take the Rosh Yeshiva out of the Bet Knesset of the Yeshiva, that Abraham's children will have to leave Eretz Israel and be in exile. And they're going to be tortured. What is it? What has to do with it, anything? To God of Shiva. So, I don't know what punishment Hashem should give. What's the sin? The Torah says that really we went down to Egypt because we sold Yosef. So when the brothers came back and they told Yaakov, Yosef is alive. The Torah says that Yosef sent Yehuda first. So Gemara says, why Yehuda is going over there? So the Gemara says, Lachin lo bet Torah, to prepare a place they can learn halachot. Halachot. What do you mean? Gemara says, prepare, I don't know, maybe it's Knesset, maybe. He says, no. Bet Talmud, Bet Torah. He says, what is necessary to have Hashem is a place to learn Torah. So, Avraham Avinu, what he did, so-called, he took Hashem out of his house. Yeshiva. Yeshiva is the center of the Torah. He is in Yeshiva, and he came Avraham Avinu, and took so-called Hashem out. As a punishment, Hashem took us out of Eretz Yisrael, sent us to Egypt. Now, Hashem wants to, we should take him back to this place. It's called Halacha. He takes us to Har Sinai, and then to Yerushalayim. So here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, what did you do? It says, in the night of Pesach, Avraham, what did you do? You know what you did? You took me out of my place. Hashem, in this world, has only a place of halachot. Nothing the Gemara says. That's what Hashem is. Actually, it's the Mishnah, it says in Pirkei Avot. You learn Torah, Hashem comes right over next to you. I says, here, the whole Exodus, the whole miracle of coming out of Egypt is to take Hashem back. So called to the halacha. Then he's the first we're going to Har Sinai. Hashem is going to get the Ten Commandments. And then Moshe is going to go up. And the first thing Moshe is going to learn over there in Shamayim, Ela Mishpatim, those are the halachot. It says Moshe goes up to Shemayim. First he hears the Kadosh Baruch, he goes up to Shemayim, he hears the Kadosh Baruch, and he has a bni omer, egla bashana, par bashtayim. First he hears the Kadosh Baruch, he talks, learns Mishnah in Masechet Parah Aduma, Masechet Parah. Moshe says, what do you say? I said, well, it's going to be in one tzaddik, Eliezer, Bezer HaGadol, he's going to say a certain halacha about how old should be the red cow. Moshe said, what? That's what you're talking about, Hashem? Hashem said, yeah. This tzaddik echad bolami, it's going to be major tzaddik, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkinus. Left everything, went to yeshiva. His father was a trillionaire. He said to his father, one day I'll go to yeshiva. His father said, you're out of your mind, you go to yeshiva. What do you go to yeshiva? Go to college. Harvard University, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm going to yeshiva. He became Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns in Shemaim, the Mishnah, in Sechet Parah, he said, Eliezer Bni, my son Eliezer, who is this? This is the guy that left his house, and his father said, you're not going to get any heritage. He said, I don't need heritage, I'm going to study. I said, that's halacha of the Torah, that's halacha. This is the first person is being mentioned in the Shas, in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah. Atzav HaShmaru, Shnei Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the first guy. Rabbi Danosi, Rabbi the Mishnah, Rabbi Akadosh, Rabbi the Mishnah. The first person in the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. It's the Bible. Wow. Okay, again, so? No. Because Moshe went up to Shemayim, he heard Hashem saying this guy's name in Shemayim the first time, before he got the Torah. Before we got already, but we didn't get. I said, what? The whole thing is Torah. I said, that is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to understand that he wants to go to Yerushalayim because he wants to teach us Torah. And actually, the Gemara says, you should know, this is going to be in Olam Haba. Olam Haba, what's Olam Haba? Olam Haba, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle of the tzaddikim, and he's going to be in the middle, and everybody is going to point to Hashem and say, you, Zero Kinikim Nerosh, Nagid HaSmachah B'Yishu Ato. The Gemara says, that's actually we say Friday night. Ruch Olav Tzarat Zet Yishuat Elokeinu. It says, Hashem so-called needs redemption. Hashem needs a redemption. Because Hashem wants to be in Yerushalayim. Hashem wants to be in the Batamid Hashem. The Torah, but Hashem in Yerushalayim. It says, the Torah, Shkat HaGazit, they have the Bedin over there. They have the Halachot over there. It says, not because of them. Hashem said, Tassim, Sanhedrin and Tzelim Zviach. It's a special mitzvah. To have the Sanhedrin next to the altar. It says, what do you need for your Tel Aviv? No. It says, the whole Batamid Hashem is Halachot, it's Torah. Because that's where Hashem dwells around Torah. I says, the whole idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah, is Yerushalayim. I says, Gemara says, you know what Olam Haba is? Olam Haba is, you see, Hashem is in the middle of a circle, and everybody says, I see Hashem. Why Hashem reveals himself? I says, because Hashem reveals himself to tell us what really he wants. And Olam Haba, you only learn Torah, says the Rambam. There's nothing else in Torah. No physical pleasure, only spiritual pleasure. I said, everybody says, you see Hashem. Now Hashem is going to reveal himself because this is Olam Haba, only learn Torah. It says, the purpose of coming out of Egypt, Migdash Hashem Kono Yadecha, it says, B'tam Migdash is Torah, B'mo B'menachem.
Amen. There is no shiur next week, gentlemen, no shiur. Yes,